بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. كل ما ذكر الذاكرون وكل ما غفل ذكر الغافلون. أما بعد، My respected Muslims, yesterday we were reading about Surah Muhammad, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees a dream. And that dream he sees that he's making Umrah. And he gathers the Sahaba and tells them that, look, now he tells them that, look, I saw a dream, and in my dream I've been shown that I'll enter Masjid al-Haram and I'm making tawaf. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajmeen, he asked them, what should we do? They said, let's go for Umrah. Now, when the people of Makkah found out that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. Now, this is a period of Sulh Hudaybiyah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going. And this is the first treaty ever signed on the face of this earth. And so when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches Hudaybiyah, the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits down, doesn't go forward. Sahaba try. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهَا مَعْمُورَةً. Allah has ordered her to stay, it's not going to move. The name of the camel was Qaswa. So try to move it. No, it's been Ma'mur. Stay here. Now, in this period, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of Makkah send a message that you can't come. You're not welcome. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, because he had very good relationship and he was very well known in the people of Makkah for multiple reasons. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Usman bin Affan. Now when Hazrat Usman came, the people of Makkah said that, you know, you can make tawaf, you can make Umrah, but about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll think about it. He says, how can I make tawaf without my Nabi? And how can I make without Umrah without my Nabi? That's not going to happen. Now, during this process, right, some bitter words happen. Now, during this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the news that they have tied Usman bin Affan and they are going to kill him and all this. Now the people of Makkah came. Usman bin Talha, the leaders, the chiefs of Makkah, they came. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, what do you people want? What do you want? So they said, okay, the first thing, this year you won't make Umrah. This year, you will not make Umrah. We will not allow you to make Umrah. Okay. Next is anyone who runs away from Makkah and comes to Medina, you'll send him back. Any Muslim who runs away from Makkah and comes to Medina, you'll send him back. But if anyone comes from Medina to Makkah, we won't send him back. If anyone comes from that side, you're going to send him. But if anyone comes from this side, you're not going to send him. while they are just, and then they said, okay. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Ali that, okay, you start writing. Min Muhammadir Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, look, wait. Not Muhammad sallallahu, not Muhammadur Rasulullah. Right, Muhammad bin Abdullah. All the argument is on this. Hazrat Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have the courage to, you know, wipe or raise your name. I don't have the courage. Rasulullah said, okay, show me where it is. Rasulullah with his own hands removed it and said, okay, now you write Muhammad bin Abdullah. Ma ru'asa'i Quraysh, with the chiefs of Quraysh. And then all the conditions were put. You will not come next year, you will come, you will make all the conditions. And Rasulullah was saying, yes, just keep on writing, yes. No, nothing. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were taken by shock. We are on haqq. The help of Allah is with truth. And why should we accept all of this? This is like we're totally, you know, oppressed. And Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now shave your heads. We are not going to make Umrah. And we'll give, next year we'll make Umrah al-Qadha and slaughter your animals. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the house. He tells his wife, what has happened to this qawm? They're not listening to their Nabi. The ulama at that point has said that the intelligence of the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saved the iman of Sahaba. Because to disobey Nabi is to disobey Allah. She said, Ya Rasulullah, this is emotions. They were so much emotionally prepared. They have not seen Makkah, they have not seen Baitullah. They were so emotionally prepared. Now there is an emotional breakdown. They could not believe. You told them you saw a dream. You saw you doing Umrah, all this. Now you are telling them this is not going to happen. They emotionally, they're broken down. Ya Rasulullah, why don't we just do one thing? You get your hair shaven first. That's it. The ulama say, for Sahaba to sacrifice wealth was easy. For Sahaba to give their life was easy. But to sacrifice emotions, it's very, very difficult. That's the hardest sacrifice. But that sacrifice was the biggest test on Sahaba. Because when they passed that test, while this treaty was being written, two Sahabis who were chained, they came running. They said, Ya Rasulullah, these people of Makkah, they torture us. And we are oppressed. And this happens to us. Please, please, take us with you. One of them who was writing, who was from the opposite side, one of them was his son. He says, no, this is not going to happen. If you're going to, this is the treaty, is not written. He says, no. These people have to go back to Mecca. The treaty is not written. He says, no. Deal or no deal. And Sahaba, that they're in front of their eyes, they're oppressing on them. And they have to see that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, that's fine. Let them take them away. It is said that afterwards, these same people who were different people who used to torture in Makkah, they ran away. And they send a message to Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, look, if you come to Medina, according to treaty, we're going to send you back. So they took, in the middle of Makkah and Medina, they took a place and they settled down there. Now, anyone who would run away from Makkah would go there. Anyone? Stop. And they started settling down there. Rasulullah, the people of Rasulullah said, look, my agreement with you was if anyone comes to Medina, I will send him back. Now, when Rasulullah is returning from Makkah without making any umrah, Allah reveals the ayah. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubeena. The surah is revealed. Now, and Rasulullah is telling them this. Hazrat Umar says, what are you talking about? He went to Abu Bakr. He said, Abu Bakr, what's this? We weren't able to do Umrah. We weren't able to, and we're coming back. He said, look. Abu Bakr said, look. We believe in Rasulullah. We believe in the Quran. We believe in Allah. Allah is haq. His Rasul is haq. His Quran is haq. And all this is haq. That's it. Within one and a half year, Islam needed 1.5 years of peace to spread. No war. Because Islam had gone through war. As soon as Rasulullah in Makkah, they were persecuted. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, all the way trouble. This was the 6th Hijri. End of 6th Hijri, the beginning of the 7th Hijri, Surah Hudaybiyah was done. Within 1.25 years, 8th year. Right. At this time, the Muslim population was, at this time, this was before Khandaq. Khandaq was when the treaty was broken. Khandaq was when the treaty was broken. The people of Makkah broke the treaty at Khandaq. This after Khandaq came Fath Makkah. When the treaty, now in this period of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sahaba to all the kings, Qaisar, Qisra. During this period, Abu Sufyan, who was the chief of Makkah, when he saw the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaching Qaisar Rum, the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu and when he saw that Rasulullah's letter with and the question, now he called Abu Sufyan. He said, okay, tell me who this Muhammad bin Abdullah is. Tell me about him. After all the letter and everything is done, he tells Abu Sufyan, he says, you know something? He asked him questions. He says, What is his family lineage? His family lineage is very high. He says, who are his followers? Because they're all poor. And every answer, he says, Tilka ayatul nabuwwah. This is the sign of prophethood. This is sign of, on every answer, Qaisar al-Rum says, this is the sign of prophethood. This is the sign of prophethood. At the end, he says, he is going to rule the land which is under my feet also. And if I have the chance, I will go and kiss his feet and I will serve him. When he heard this, Abu Sufyan, he said, the shepherds, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that where is he gone to? Where is he reached to? In this 1.5 period of time, 1.5 years, Islam had spread. From 25,000 to 125,000 in 2 years' time. In 2 years, Allah had opened the doors. Islam had spread. That's right.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for Fath Makkah, Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on whose da'wat Abu Sufyan accepted Islam, and he also accepted Islam at that time. Abu Sufyan, he asked the Sahabi, he says, what is this? He says, this is Nabuwat. Allah has given your nephew the Nabuwat. This is the Nabuwat which Allah has given him. He says, this is government. He says, no, this is not government. Government stays as long as a person is alive. Nabuwat is till the day of judgment. This is Nabuwat. And the shan of a Nabi is Abdiyat. And he showed the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qiyamul Layl and crying at night and all of that which happened in the night of Fath Makkah. And on this, Abu Sufyan accepted Islam. Hinda accepted Islam. And then Umar said, yes, inna fatahna lakat fatham mubina, that Allah has shown that dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that fath Allah has shown. That's why in Islam there is one thing which is always peace treaty. Because Islam is such that when you talk about peace, the other everything else, no one else has nothing to talk about. Because the peace and the natural beauty of Islam overcomes the other person. Other person will what will they say? That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us that the answer of violence is not violence. Answer of violence is peace. And he showed it through his life. How many years did he suffer on the hands of the people of Makkah? He never went against them. He never. All the time in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the jihad which took place in Medina, all of them were defensive. None of them were offensive. Islam does not promote violence. Remember this. This is a very fine point people don't remember. You know, once there was a lot long years ago, there was a radio show, and one Imam Sahib, he met me. He says, "I'm invited at this media show, radio show." I said, "Don't go, don't go." He said, "No, no, 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 no." I said, "Look, the media is not for us. Media will take what they're interested in. They'll take your interview. What is their interest? That's they'll put. That's the rest they don't want it." So they had bought another Jewish person, and he brought that look how the Muslims did with Banu Qurayza, how they slaughtered the men and how they made the woman, you know, maids and this. And he said, "Look, this is what Islam says. They were living there and this and that and that." Now the person did not do his homework. He didn't know how to answer. And then the person said, "Look, this is what we are saying, that Islam is a terrorist religion." After he came back, he called me, says, "You are right, I shouldn't have gone." I said, "That's what I told you." I said, "We are not, you have to be very, you have to be media trained to present to the media. That you must know what answer, what to talk. It's not every person's job to go on the news and the media. We like to go, oh, you know. They will only take, media will only take what is of their interest. That's it. And they like to create, they like to take what is, like Hamaniya kehte hain, masale wale. To create problems, spicy. They want to, which controversial things. Even if you ask, even the non-Muslims, the law enforcement, the politicians, you ask them even. They say media is not interesting in something good. They want always something negative where they can see their ratings go up, and where they can go, their numbers go up. They're not interested in, if you're doing something good, they don't want to know. You do something bad, yes, they want to make that public, that into the news. That's from my respect to Muslims. It's very, very important. We learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these lessons, and we understand that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did all of these things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq.